Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
The following wrestling broadcast is being performed by highly trained professional athletes. It is not recommended that their actions be imitated in any form whatsoever in the home. This is the LAW Retro Wrestling Show with your host, the West Coast Kid, HW Star, and wrestling's only mass cowboy, the Maverick.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to LAW Retro Wrestling Radio. I am your host, the Maverick, and unfortunately, as usual, I am joined by...
I'm the host. Thank you. HW Star.
You are absolutely not the host. You're an albatross to this show half the time.
What? I don't even like seafood.
Tell them who you are.
I am the man with the... No, I'm not that guy. I am the master planner. The man who is coming back to take over Liberty, HW. And HW stands for Hardly Working Star.
Well, I can attest to the hardly working part. And I have, speaking of coming back to take over, got some news here in front of me that we'll get into in a couple minutes that you have some explaining to do, sir.
I thought I paid for it.
Yeah, I'm sure. And that news, fans, has to do with our big event coming up February the 4th. And that is the Law Bowl. And we'll have all the information and news about the Law Bowl. We've got the final three matches to announce tonight pertaining to the Law Bowl. And a little later on, we're going to continue our talk about the Royal Rumble. So a lot going on. Oh, well, I guess I should also mention our guest.
Hey, I told you when I came on this show, I was going to bring class, dignity, and refinement. And tonight, we are going to have all three.
Well, if you think these two clowns are class, dignity, and refinement, you've missed the mark by a lot. Unfortunately, fans, tonight on the show, one of the four teams in the Law Bowl match, four-team elimination match to determine LAW Tag Team Champions, Elite International, Mr. Ooh-La-La, and Wyndham James Winthorpe III is going to be our guest. I've got a bone to pick with these guys. I'm sure they've got a lot to say about me, so it's going to be an interesting show, and we'll have to deal with those two clowns a little bit later on. But first, let's run down... I'm sorry?
You know I picked them to win it.
Yeah, you picked just about everybody on this card to win it.
Well, I am 44.4% sure that they have a shot, but they are going to win it in the end. So what other news you got?
I don't even know what to say to you about you anymore. We've got three big matches to announce for the card. February 4th, 6:30 bell time, the show takes place at the OLC Paris Center, 2995 Cemetery Road, Parkersburg, Pennsylvania. Tickets are on sale now at libertyallstarwrestling.com, and the show benefits the OLC Life Teen Youth Group. On the card, we mentioned it earlier, the Law Bowl match itself, four-corner tag team elimination match to determine new LAW tag team championships. You've got the South Jersey Rednecks. You've got Elite International, Wyndham James Winthorpe the third, and Mr. Ooh La La. Joey and Johnny, Team Alpha Fit, and Norm the Barfly, and myself, the Maverick, are all competing for the LAW Tag Team Championships that night. The main event, the LAW Championship match, the big one. Aramis, the defending champion, against John the Creature Cannon. These two were the last two men in the ring for our Liberty Brawl event to declare a new champion, and they're going one-on-one February 4th in Parksburg. LAW Legends number one contenders match, Mean Mark Messed versus Jimmy Jannetty, two longtime LAW standouts, two longtime East Coast wrestling legends, go one-on-one, the winner to get a shot at the championship, LAW Homecoming in April. Two up-and-coming superstars go head-to-head for the first time as Caveman Chad takes on old-school Eric Martin. And now, three more big matches to announce that night, filling out the card. And this is where I've got a bone to pick with you, sir. First, Tyler Stone takes on the wily veteran Kid America in one-on-one action. Tyler Stone is closely associated with old-school Eric Martin as they make up the tag team known as the Classics. Will the Classics play a role as Kid America brings USA to the ring? Any comment on that one?
You know what? I am very familiar with Kid America, and he's going to lose. He doesn't have a shot.
Wow. You actually came out and made
big, he's strong, he's mean, and he's everything Kid America ain't, and that's good.
All right. So well, I'm actually surprised to hear you make a decision.
Well,
the next match,
like
two newcomers.
I just like you.
All right. The next match features two newcomers to Liberty All-Star Wrestling as Sal the Pug takes on Big Ben. I have absolutely no idea anything about this Big Ben character, except that from what I understand, he's associated somehow with the two yahoos who are calling in later, Winthorpe and Ooh La La. Do you know anything about Big Ben?
Well, you know, I'd like to say I do, but unfortunately I cannot say that. He has been under wraps by Ooh La La and Wyndham James Winthorpe III. So that tells me that they're planning something, and that something is big, because it's not like them to not to talk.
Well, that's for sure. Getting them to shut up is usually the biggest trick. Sal the Pug is an awesome competitor, fans. If you've never seen him, he is a wild, unpredictable character, a fan favorite everywhere he goes, and I cannot wait for him to make his debut on February 4th.
Well, he thinks he's a dog. And I don't mean as in, you know, a dog. He thinks he's an actual dog. He does know he's human, right? He's a strange individual. But
he's not
a
pug. What more do you need to know?
I've scouted this individual. He licks people. Do you know how many germs are probably swimming around in his mouth?
Sorry, I haven't tried to count.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's a lot, you know, depending on what he licked that day.
I don't even know what to say to that. But this is what you've got to answer for, sir. The last big match on the show features the madman from the Pennhurst Asylum, Mr. Jester, taking on someone else making their return to Liberty All-Star Wrestling, the Peacemaker. Are you kidding me?
I love that guy.
That's all you're going to say about the Peacemaker getting in the ring on February 4th.
Let me tell you something. If you've never seen this individual, oh boy, you're in for a treat. In the early days of Law, he was one of the most feared competitors to ever step foot in the Law ring. Mysterious, vicious. I mean, I've seen him beat men half his size.
It's about the only way he'd be able to beat anybody.
Now, see, you don't want to get on the wrong end of him. I'm telling you. I remember you having a few run-ins with that young man.
And I dispatched him handily.
Well, I don't know what you consider handily, but, you know, opinions differ.
So that's what you've got to say. No more comments? Nothing you want to expose about the Peacemaker?
I'm glad he's back.
I see. All right. That's all we're getting
wonderful
out of this guy.
Goodness.
Someone who had
more
than a... thought you were going to make maybe some kind of revelation about your relationship with the Peacemaker.
Oh, you know what? I am going to break a story about me and the Peacemaker right here on LAW Retro Wrestling Radio.
All right.
Him and I
good.
Are excellent friends. Now everyone knows.
All right. Well, folks, that is the blockbuster lineup we have for you coming February 4th. Of course, all matches are subject to change in case of some sort of injury or situation. But as it is, that is what we're looking to give you. So many great matches to look forward to. So many things coming up. February 4th. Parkersburg, Pennsylvania, the Law Bowl. I cannot wait. I am very, very anxiously looking to get back into the ring for Liberty All-Star Wrestling and getting a shot at the LAW Tag Team Championship. Few LAW titles I have not had a shot at.
Yeah, you got a shot.
And you're still not going to tell us who you're coming out to manage or who you're going to be involved with that night?
You know what? There's already enough surprises on the show. If I add to it, then it may be surprise overload, and I don't want to be responsible for that.
Is that so?
That is so.
Well, fans, well, Mr. Starr, you gave me your opinion on Kid America versus Tyler Stone. Let's talk about Sal the Pug and Big Ben.
Well, not knowing much about this Big Ben, it's going to be hard to give an honest and worthwhile opinion, but I will probably say he's going to beat Sal the Pug.
Okay. So you think Big Ben, even though we know nothing about him?
Yes. Because he's fighting a man who thinks he's a giant dog. And if he's associated with Wyndham and Ooh La La, let me tell you, the only one that's going to get dogged that night is that puggy boy.
All right. And Mr. Jester and the Peacemaker.
Oh, Mr. Jester better watch himself. I know he's big. I know he's strong. I know he's dangerous. But he ain't seen nothing yet. When he meets the Tower of Power known as the Peacemaker.
Tower of Power?
He was 5'6" of destructiveness.
5'6" of destructiveness. You know, I'll be very curious to see how this Peacemaker thing plays out.
You know, he was once called the People's Rocky.
He was what now?
Yeah, yeah, he was called the People's Rocky.
The People's Rocky?
A lot of people don't know that. Yes, yes. Fans love them. They used to travel from as far away as Newark to come see him.
Is that so?
I just said it was. What do you think? I make up most of my facts?
I'm almost certain of it.
In the words of Wyndham James Winthrop III, don't besmirch my reputation.
So now you're stealing stuff out of our guest playbook tonight, huh?
I'm pretty sure I had it before he did.
Well, when he comes on, you'll be able to dispute that fact with him.
No. We got other stuff to talk about. We're not going to be bogged down in alternate facts.
It didn't take you long to latch on to the idea of alternate facts.
Hey, if there's something that can get around, then I'm all for it.
Yeah, absolutely no doubt. So we went through all seven matches. You still haven't told us who you're coming out to manage. You still won't tell us about any potential situation with the Peacemaker. What are you going to tell us about the Law Bowl? Enlighten us with something new.
That night, we will crown the new LAW Tag Team Champions, and they will be awesome.
Everybody already knows that.
Well, something everyone may not know is that I will be there. And I will be scouting. You know, so maybe if you see me at ringside, come up and also ask for my autograph. I will be glad to give it to you for a nominal fee.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Oh, no. I give out my autograph for a nominal fee every chance I get.
How much money have you made on that? Probably not 2 red cents.
You'd be surprised. Who do you think told Virgil how to do it?
Well, that I actually believe. Maybe the most honest thing you've ever said on this show.
That's right. Once you're in the picture, you have to pay for it, folks.
Unbelievable. And, of course, after the Law Bowl, we mentioned it earlier, there's a second big LAW show coming up this spring, April 1st at the Briarcliff Firehouse. LAW Homecoming. We're coming home to Delco. We don't have a lot of information on that, but we will tell you that tickets will be going on sale for that show very soon. And we do know the main event will be the winner of the LAW Championship match on February 4th. Either Aramis and John Cannon will take on the winner of the LAW Legends number one contenders match between Mean Mark Mest and Jimmy Jannetty. So that's exciting as well. So much.
It does. It opens up a lot of possibilities. I mean, you can see Aramis versus Mets, or Aramis versus Jannetty, or the creature John Cannon versus Mark Mets. Oh my, could you imagine what two monsters meeting? That'd be like King Kong versus Godzilla.
That would be an epic confrontation.
And then, of course, you will have the newly crowned LAW Tag Team Champions, which I revealed last week on the show.
Well, when was that?
Last week, I revealed who was going to win.
I am? You were there. Enlighten me.
You know what? We got things to do. We can't go hashing over. If you don't listen, that's not my fault.
Oh, is that it? All right. So lots of things coming up.
Attention.
Keep coming. keep coming to LibertyAllStarWrestling.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram because there are so many things coming up. The Law Bowl is the start of it all. We've got lots of great entertainment, appearances, and shows coming up, and we'll be going through them. And this show here, the flagship, as it were, Retro Wrestling Radio, every Friday night at 9 on the Totally Driven Radio Network.
There are big things coming, and you better just pay attention to Law because you want to be here in the beginning, because if not, you're going to miss it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So many great things, and I can't wait to start unveiling them. February 4th is the big launching pad, and then after that, we're going to have so many things coming up, web shows and promotional appearances, wrestling shows, and so much more. I'm really excited about all the new things coming to LAW. And as long as you're not involved in them, they're going to be great.
Yeah, that's hurtful. You know, I'm putting my heart and soul into bringing this federation back to greatness by just being here. And this is the way I'm going to be treated. I am a former multiple-time champion, as well as a former manager of champions. I came out of retirement to bring LAW back to greatness. They begged me. You had to see the six-figure deal I inked with these guys.
Is that so?
Yeah, that's
so. Do you actually believe the stuff you have going on?
I do. As a matter of fact, if you go on Wikipedia, it will tell you about my contract.
Is that so? Are you typing it on Wikipedia right now?
No. That's I'm talking to my mother.
All right. Fans, it's commercial time, but when we come back, Elite International and more with this character and more about Liberty All-Star Wrestling.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Hi, wrestling fans. Welcome back to LAW Retro Wrestling Hour. I am the Maverick, and I am joined with Mr. H.W. Starr. And also joining us on the line, one half of Elite International. Managed to call in on time. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Ooh La La.
Ha ha! Ooh La La! I can't wait, you swine.
You know, I knew that there was going to be class and dignity on the show tonight, and I am so glad to hear it.
That's right. I am here.
You know, I have
I saw the lineup.
Well, I, for one, want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in and set the record straight. You know, I picked you guys to win.
If I was a betting man, I'd have picked me, too. Look at that lineup. The TV generation. If you looked at them, they look like they were the TV dinner generation, those swine. Come on, Bav. Open up your mouth. What you got to say, huh? Nothing, because I'm right.
Oh, is that so?
That's right.
Time...
And don't worry. Your fit little team, I caught them working out of curves. What kind of shape are they in?
And when's the last time you did a sit-up, sir?
Are you kidding me? If you look at the French Guinness Book of Records, you will find me as number one, as always. You swine, you shut your mouth.
If Cliff
yeah.
looks so
shut
forward to shutting your mouth.
Oh,
you're
do you not know?
You're rude.
Yes, you are, Maverick. You're rude.
I'm rude. Well, speaking of rude, I've got more bad news. As if you two clowns
oh,
on the air.
Oh, you brought the rednecks on.
Please
don't be saying Sweet Home Alabama by the time we're done with them.
Please welcome to the show the unfortunate other end of Elite International, Wyndham James Winthorpe III.
Do tell. Why have I been on hold for 20 minutes?
Yeah, why
the Prime Minister of Pain is on. Very good, Wyndham.
Why have I been on hold for 20 minutes? Listen, I'm the Prime Minister of Pro Wrestling. The first thing you do when you air a program like this is you put me on, you get me out of the way, so that way the least entertaining stuff can follow.
I'm all for getting you out of the way, because it just brings the level of the show up every time you hang up.
Is this Maverick talking?
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry to hear that. Look, I'm going to make this short and sweet so I can get back to Netflix and chilling, okay? This Friday, this coming... Oh, God, I don't even know what day of the week it is. Next Saturday, Parksburg, Monsieur Ulala and myself, Elite International, are going to become the new Liberty All-Star Wrestling Tag Team Champions. And we will be taking on some fine competitors. We know that Team Alpha Fit will be in there. We know the Rednecks will be in there. We know TV Generation will be in there. You, Maverick, and Norm the Barfly, which, by the way, you're more like TV Dinner Generation.
I'm sorry,
I know
that already.
Norm looks like he's had quite a few, and you look well-preserved, and that about matches up. But listen, there's only one thing that you need to know and that the Liberty All-Star Wrestling fans need to know as it pertains to the tag team ball. And that's this. All three other teams have one thing in common. An Achilles heel, as you might. They're all American. And that's going to be the piece that leads Monsieur Ulala and myself to victory and become the new Liberty All-Star Wrestling Tag Team Champions.
That's right, Window. That's right. We are going to win. We are smarter than any American. And you're right. The TV dinner generation, they haven't left the dinner table since then either. It's the look of them. LAW on the 4th. It's coming. We're bringing the pain.
Thank you, Yahoo's done.
Come on, Maverick. What have you got to say for yourself? Wait, is that the timer for the microwave going off again on you?
Hey, look. Before Maverick, listen, Maverick, this is a really important story,
right.
And I think the Liberty All-Star Wrestling fans deserve this. At the last Liberty All-Star Wrestling event, you and I
did indeed Maverick
face
microwave?
Off. Maverick and I did indeed face off. And I did you a favor. I demasked you. And the referee, I remember it distinctly. I've never forget such an act of heroism. Threw himself in the way to prevent the audience from seeing your face. That may not happen this next Saturday. We might demask you again and may have to expose your ugly mug to the whole world.
Well, funny you brought that up, because the outcome of that match was what exactly?
You left in disgrace, Maverick. That's what the outcome was.
I believe I pinned you right in the center of the ring and kept you out of the Law Bowl or the Liberty Bowl.
Listen, you couldn't find a pin in a bowling alley, so don't even go there.
I see. Well, the record book says differently. And then you two clowns decided, you brought this on yourselves, because you two clowns decided that you were going to take my chance at the LAW Championship and jump me from behind.
But Monsieur Lara and myself would never, ever act that cowardly. But I tell you what, you and Norm the Barfly did attacking us outside the ring. But that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen in Parksburg, because Monsieur Ulala and myself are going to show up not only to fight, but to win. And the British are well known. We've fought wars for 100 years. All we need is one night. All we need is one night against feeble Americans. And we will leave. I promise you, we will leave the new Liberty All-Star Wrestling Tag Team Champions, and that's something you can take to the bank.
And
well,
you
I mean, it's going to be
Maverick.
It's going to be a whole different situation now, because you're actually going
no,
to have
as
to
well
face
as you'll
me
still
as
be a loser when we're
behind.
Done with you, yes, wine. You're still going to lose. There's no situation that's going to change. We will win, and you will lose.
You think so?
I know. So. The French are pillars of strength in the community of the world. And with the British, we're unstoppable.
Are you kidding? You surrendered 3 times during this phone call alone.
You have got to read the French history books. That garbage you... Oh, my God. You even do that math now. They call Common Core.
Listen. Americans doctor their history just like Maverick has doctored the record books at Liberty All-Star Wrestling. But what they won't be able to doctor, what they won't be able to Photoshop, what they won't be able to change, is when you and I leave next Saturday as the tag team champions. They're not going to be able to block that out.
Of course not. And it'll be all over Facebook. It'll be over Twitter. It'll be over Instagram. It'll be etched in history forever. How you like that, Maverick? You swine.
I bet you like it almost as much as that picture going around of me riding you like My Little Pony.
You shut your mouth. You'll rue the day you put that up there.
Well, I'd hate to add yet one more opinion into this, but joining us on the line, evening this mess out, is my tag team partner on February 4th. Welcome to the show, Norm the Barfly.
Hello, Matt. How are you?
Oh, have they called last call yet, Norm?
Welcome on the show. You're also on the line with the French Mistake, Mr. Ooh La La, and King of Fish and Chips himself, Wyndham James Winthorpe.
Yes, I know that. I was listening to the show, and I heard those two yahoos call in. I figured I had to chime in, add my 2 cents to it.
Can you afford it, you swine?
Probably more than you pay for that beret and sunglasses.
Are you kidding? You do not know what fashion is. Oh, I'm sorry. Your idea of fashion is good.
Hey, Matt,
I
think he just surrendered again.
He did. He just surrendered. I heard him.
Yeah.
Listen, Norm called in, right? The barfly called in. Can we hear something substantive from you, please? My time is precious.
That's why I called in, to give some substance, because you two are not doing that. So tell me, how was it like having Matt ride you around the ring? I meant to ask you that.
What are you talking about?
At the last Liberty show, didn't Matt ride you like a horse?
That never happened.
It's my favorite pony ride. I have that picture. I think I'm going to be signing that picture for free and
handing it out. Look, you can Photoshop whatever you want. That doesn't make it fact. It does not make it fact. And I'll tell you what, I contacted my barrister, and he has a writ of a cease and desist for you of spreading horrific imagery, photoshopping my face onto a photograph like you ride me around like a horse. It never happened. I want to make that clear to all the Liberty All-Star Wrestling fans. It never happened. It won't happen. So you can just get it out of your head. And I want to add too. I want to add too to the administration as well of Liberty All Star Wrestling. But if you attempt that, I will sue Liberty All Star Wrestling for everything that it's worth.
Listen,
is that so?
You two can talk all the trash you want about what did or didn't happen. The only thing that's going to happen is that next Saturday night, the Law Bowl in Clarksburg, Maverick, Norm the Barfly, TV Generation are walking out of that building, the new Liberty All-Star Wrestling Tag Team Champions.
Hi,
there's nothing
hi,
you two can do about it, Team Alpha Fit, or even the Redneck.
Why?
Hi, ooh la la.
Listen, Norm. Go ahead, Matt.
Maybe they can give us the temperature in Fantasyland today, because I'd love to go visit.
Oh, are you kidding? Norm has got to stumble his way around into the ring to get to the bowl. So I'm not even worried about Norm the Barfly. And Maverick, you're still playing with My Little Pony. How brilliant that is, huh, you swine?
Well, you're teaming with My Little Pony.
You shut your mouth.
That's a mic drop.
When I see you on that fourth, it's curtains for you, you swine.
And I'll tell you what, ooh la la, I don't have to take this anymore. I will see you. I will see you well before then. But I will see you, and I will see TV Generation. We will see Team Alpha Fit, and we will see the Rednecks next Saturday in Parksburg. And we will be leaving the Tag Team Champions. Prime Minister out.
Hey, what do you know? The English guy surrendered before the French guy.
That's
oh,
great.
You think that's so funny, huh? That's right. We're going to run rampant all over Parksburg, you swine. There's nothing you can do to stop. Ooh la la. And the Prime Minister and Payne with them. Ha ha ha. You shut your mouth.
French fries.
Are you happy?
What?
Now? You drove away the only class and dignity this show had, and now I'm stuck with
you
and Norm.
Are you still here?
I was letting the brilliance that was Elite International speak, and I was enjoying the conversation. And then all of a sudden, Norm the Barf, was he even scheduled to be on?
No, absolutely not.
Couldn't he
but when
cast
he heard
out
those
a
two
barstool
feeling...
somewhere?
When somebody comes at my tag partner, I join in. That's how it goes. Maybe if you had friends, Mr. Starr, you would know that.
Oh, I have friends.
Hey, what do you know?
Well,
the French guy just surrendered, too.
How much do you pay them?
Let me tell you something. I am one of Hollywood's elite. People care about what I say. My opinion is the only one that matters. When I tell people to do something, they run out and do it.
Is that so?
That is so.
What color is the sky you live on?
My sky is always a bright and happy blue, but that is because I have a climate-controlled room, and it has a sky painted on it, and I can just look up at it. You poor folks wouldn't know about that.
All right.
Okay.
Yep. Hey, can you believe they dug this guy up? Last time
no,
I saw him,
I,
he was face first in a coffee cake.
I was when I first listened a couple weeks ago when the show came back and I was like HW Star, I thought he was just a distant memory.
Well, I was hoping he was just a distant memory.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, when you gentlemen get your paycheck next week, you'll understand why I was brought back.
To pay us?
No.
Oh.
Fuck.
I'm confused.
I was assuming it was to polish everybody's boots.
To get us dinner?
You know what? You see, it's just that attitude and that uncooperativeness is what's going to lose you to the tag straps.
No, we're cooperative.
I'm changing
fencing with you.
I'm changing my prediction. I predicted you had a chance. Now you got less than a chance.
We've got less than a chance, according to the fountain of misinformation over here.
Well, remind me not to get lottery numbers off you, because I don't think you're going to be right, buddy. So I think he's on the West Coast there, Mr. Star.
You know what? It is bright and sunny, and we haven't had an earthquake in about 4 days.
Well, there you go.
I think that's because we're
getting
more
out of
the country.
I truly couldn't believe when I heard he was coming back to Liberty.
It was one of the worst nightmares come to life.
But I will say, looking at the lineup for the show, man, it is a stacked show. Jimmy Jannetty versus Mark Mess, that's two legends right there. Especially in the independent scene in this area. You know, Aramis against John Cannon. Kid America coming in against Tyler. Eric Martin, good young looking wrestler. I'm telling you, man, whoever put this Liberty roster together did one heck of a job.
No argument there. It's a stacked show top to bottom.
Well, except for Elite International, of course. They can go. But, you know, every show needs to have its comic and its joker.
Yeah, for sure. At least until they get deported. You hear what they're doing to all the illegals around here.
This is true.
I'll have you know that neither of those gentlemen are illegal. And even if they were, I would personally sponsor them for citizenship. And let me tell you something. One Mr. Donald J. Trump would take my phone call.
I bet he would.
That's right.
Well, you live in California, which is a very Democrat state, so I don't know how that would work out for you.
You know what? I predicted one of the two would win, and guess what? I was 100% right.
Well, I get used to that. He does that a lot.
So,
Norman,
while
we got you on the air, this Sunday, Royal Rumble, is a segue into our next topic. Do you have a pick?
Do I have a pick for the Royal Rumble? Well, it's kind of odd because when last I looked, they only had 22 guys listed as being in it, so they're a few short. I don't think they've announced all complete 30 yet.
No, you might be right on that.
Let me think. The easy picks you can go with are like Lesnar, Taker, Goldberg. I don't know if that's going to happen. I will go with, because I'm loving everything he's doing right now, The Miz.
Well, all right. Very nice. Kind of a dark horse pick, but I like it. The Miz.
If I had to guess, and then figure out who the surprise entrants are going to be, and, you know.
Well, I can guarantee you. I can guarantee you HW Star will not be one of those surprise picks.
This is true.
No. Because while you two are probably sitting in some dingy basement in Briarcliff, Pennsylvania, or wherever you guys go, eating steady old chips from the dollar store, I'm going to be sitting in my palatial estate in the Hollywood Hills in my private theater watching the Rumble and eating caviar.
I'm sorry, eating what? Caviar?
You mean caviar?
Look, listen, you two, I know you both shop at Save A Lot, so they probably don't have... The only thing they have close to caviar there is fish sticks, which I'm sure both of you are very familiar with.
And caviar.
Nothing wrong with fish sticks. It's a quality meal. Come on. All right, Mav, I will let you finish your show here with him. But just remember, everybody else listening, next Saturday, February 4th, Law Bowl, Parksburg, Pennsylvania. It's a great show. Come out and see Liberty All-Star Wrestling. Maverick, I will be talking to you soon. Mr. Starr, well, not so much. All right, my friend?
Take care of my brother.
All right, my brother. I will talk to you later. Peace.
You know, I just had a revelation. How wonderful was that last segment? I think Norm the Barfly should be my regular co-host.
He would have to leave at a certain time.
I'm sorry?
Because he's got to be there. He would have to leave after a few minutes because he's got to be out for last call.
Oh, we're on way earlier than last call. We're good there.
Last call for him starts at 5 p.m.
So Norman picks The Miz as a dark horse pick for the Royal Rumble. Who are you liking this Sunday?
You know what? I'm going to go out there and say I think they're going to throw a curveball and Finn Balor is going to make his return and he's going to be the winner.
Interesting. And you like him and Owens?
I think so because that's some unfinished business. Because you never really got to see it.
Right.
And I definitely think that it would be an interesting match. But I'm more curious as to see, like Norman so astutely pointed out, he must not have had his usual 14 rounds by now, they only have 22 people announced. That is 8 open spots, and that is a lot of spots.
That's pretty
and,
exciting.
You never know because there's a future Hall of Famer hanging around. Never know if he may...
Mr. Angle is scheduled to be there that weekend. At least according to the interwebs.
According to Mr. Angle himself.
Yeah, he did cancel some bookings. See, I was looking at it also in a Kevin Owens situation. I was thinking Jericho.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Because my thought process is they're obviously setting those two up for something, and Mania is a good enough spot. Jericho wins and sets off Owens.
They're best friends. If they won, wouldn't they both just share the belt again?
Yeah, that'll happen.
I know if I won the belt with my best friend, I'd do that.
Well, you'd actually have to have friends first.
Weren't you paying attention earlier? Peacemaker, hello?
Yeah, you and the Peacemaker probably would be pretty good friends.
That's right. Some say we were cut from the same cloth.
It's quite possible. Maybe the two of you, Dick Tremens and the Super Cody, can start a faction. Cat got your tongue?
Next thing you're going to tell me is you want to bring you want me to go find old Moondog Duke and bring him back too.
Yeah, nobody wants to see that guy.
They were an awful team.
Indeed.
what do you think is going to be a big surprise? Is there somebody you think that they're going to bring out?
I don't know. I've heard Finn Balor's name.
Before you answer that, did you also hear whose name Stephanie McMahon dropped this week?
I did not. I was preoccupied, and I did not catch.
She spoke of the one and the only Hulkamania, brother.
Really? Interesting.
The name Hulk Hogan did leave her lips this week.
That's interesting. Because I know guys like Shawn Michaels have been rumored in there. It'd be fun to see, even though he keeps saying he's got no more. He's really not into another match. I'd like to see him. Hogan would just blow the roof off the place, I think. There's so many guys who are out there who can make a big splash. And not really sure, you know, kind of looking towards Mania, not really sure where they're going. I would imagine, well, I was to say Triple H, but as of now, Seth Rollins isn't in the Rumble match itself.
And you know that can change.
Sure, absolutely. It's literally up to the event itself. They're starting. They have all the pregame and the network, so.
I mean, now I have an interesting question for you. This week, they all of a sudden threw in Mojo Rawley by himself.
Yeah, I saw
that. I thought that was interesting. I thought that was very interesting. Do you think this is the start of Mr. Rawley's single run?
Well, I mean, it's quite possible because winning the Royal Rumble isn't the only way you can get yourself established. You know, you look at guys who, you know, in the early days of the Rumble, who would make a name for themselves just because they lasted 45 minutes or, in the case of like a Diesel, who eliminated like 10, 15 guys. So even if you don't win, you can go out and make a name for yourself. And a guy like Mojo goes out there and has an extraordinary performance. You know, somebody like Kofi Kingston made a name for himself as the guy who was almost impossible to eliminate because of all the antics and bouncing around and the ways he would keep himself in the match every year. So for a guy like Mojo, absolutely, you go out there and do all you can to make a name for yourself. It's a great opportunity because when are you going to be on that big of a spotlight at that point in your career?
And he did look good in that elimination match to get in there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, take a look at a guy like Maven.
That's right. We all forgot that old Maybe.
He was young into his run. He eliminates the Undertaker of all people. That was huge for him. He wasn't able to capitalize on it long term, but at that point, that's all anybody would talk about.
I miss Maven.
Do you?
I do. So there.
So there. So it's this Sunday, WWE's Royal Rumble. We talked about the history of it last week. We made our picks for it this week, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm also looking forward to watching it without you, since you'll be on the West Coast.
Yeah. Well, you're going to watch it in someone's basement?
Well, maybe I will. I'll get together with some of the guys from LAW, you know, we'll sit around, big screen TV, and we'll do what you are unable to do.
Let me guess, big screen to you guys is probably 60, 70 inches.
And what's a big screen to you?
I just told you, I have a theater, IMAX.
I thought it was caviar.
That's what I'll be eating. Dingus.
Caviar at the theater.
Haters gonna hate.
With Gigantor.
Didn't he pass away?
I thought he was a giant robot.
I thought he was the guy that wore fur in the ring.
No, it's Giant Gonzalez. Gigantor was the giant robot. But you wouldn't know that.
Optimus Prime?
Oh, dear Lord. Well, folks, one more time, because we've got to plug the show. Liberty All-Star Wrestling presents the Law Bowl, the day before the Super Bowl. Get your Super Bowl started the right way. February 4th, 6:30 bell time at the OLC Parish Center, 2995 Cemetery Road, Parkersburg, Pennsylvania. Tickets are currently on sale and selling, so get there before it sells out. All tickets are, guess how much?
$19.95.
Not at all. Just $12. So it's a great, great way to take the whole family out for a night of pro wrestling. Get it up close and personal. Something you can't do when you go to the Royal Rumble. You can't get in there and meet the rest. Can't shake hands with the superstars. You can't go up and meet them. And here, this is a family event. We're going to have surprises. We're going to have wrestlers down there for meet and greets. You know, you'll be sitting so close to the ring, you're afraid that you're going to get body slammed yourself. So check it out. And all this benefits the OLC Life Team Youth Group. They've got a huge missions trip planned. So thankful to be able to help these kids. A great group. We've got some great sponsors on the show coming out. Just a big event. And one more time, running down the card, four-corner tag team elimination for the tag team championship. Rednecks, Elite International, Alpha Fit, and TV Gen. Aramis versus Cannon in the LAW championship match. Caveman Chad versus Old School Eric Martin. Mean Mark Mess versus Jimmy Jannetty in the LAW Legends number one contenders match. And just added tonight, Kid America versus Tyler Stone. Sal the Pug versus Big Ben. And Mr. Jester versus the Peacemaker. All this, plus an appearance by my co-host here on the show, and who knows what, because there's always something crazy happening in an LAW show. Get out there, support indie wrestling. Get out there, support the OLC Teen Youth Group, and come on out to the Law Bowl. Next week on the show, we are going to have lots of LAW wrestlers. You heard from the tag team of Elite International and Norm the Barfly and Maverick TV Gen. We're going to have more LAW stars who are going to be appearing at the Law Bowl on the show, talking about their matches, and maybe, just maybe, we'll get some kind of committal answer from Mr. HW Star.
I am non-committal since I broke up with Angelina Jolie.
What?
Yeah, we were a thing. Then she went and married some pit guy.
Oh, sweet
mercy. She was broken up.
Indeed, she was.
Really broken up about it.
Fans, you can go to Liberty All Star Wrestling. That's enough. LibertyAllStarWrestling.com for all the upcoming Liberty All Star Wrestling news. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Liberty All Star Wrestling. You can also check me out this Sunday morning, 9 a.m., Mavericks Comic Roundup, where I have a much better time because I don't have this clown and we're talking comics.
Well, you should talk comics because you should be in the funny papers.
Well, there you go. More wit and wisdom from HW Star. Until next week, fans, thank you for tuning in. This has been Liberty All-Star Wrestling, LAW Retro Wrestling Hour. See you next week.